Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, my name is Michelle, and I'm with the Ohio Educational Credit Union in Zanesville, Ohio. And I have one of our my members here that we are looking and kind of questioning one of the fees that was, or a fee that's on his account, or charged on his account, and I was wondering if you could help us out.
Okay, let me see here. Can you provide me with the zip code, please?
The zip code is 43735.
And your name?
His name is Donald Yarger, Yarger.
Can you verify the shipping address for me?
5880 2nd Street.
Box 134.
And that's East Fultonham, Ohio. 43735.
You said 5880.
Yes. 2nd Street.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, okay. There we go. All right, I do see here this is for the Wi-Fi booster.
What is it?
It's for a Wi-Fi booster.
Wi-Fi booster, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that come with any other monthly charge or anything?
Yes, ma'am. But it's monthly, that's not canceled.
How much is that monthly charge?
$49.97.
Okay, I have him here with me, and he's wanting to request for that to be canceled.
Say that one more time for me, I'm sorry.
He's requesting for that to be canceled.
Sure, we'll cancel that for him, starts off future transactions. We'll get a confirmation email to his email address letting him know, that the account be canceled.
Yes, please.
All right.
Now, would there have been an additional charge of $7.45?
Right, that's for the shipping and handling for the Wi-Fi booster.
Okay, so the $3.99 was for the Wi-Fi booster, the $7.45 was for shipping, and $49.97 would have been a monthly charge.
Okay. The $7.45 is for the shipping and handling for the Wi-Fi booster. The $3.99 is for the warranty. The $49.97 is for the Wi-Fi booster.
Gotcha. Okay, so $3.99 was for the warranty. The $7.45 was for shipping and handling.
Right.
And then the $49.97 you said was for the Wi-Fi booster, and that would be a monthly charge.
Right, but it is canceled now, so he's not going to receive monthly charges.
Okay. Is there any way he can get that $49.97 refunded back to him?
We can do a 50% refund of the charge. It has already been shipped out.
So if he gets that Wi-Fi booster, is he able to return it back to you for credit?
No, ma'am. We don't accept any return products back once it's already past that end of trial date. Once it's past that that 4-day mark and you didn't cancel any time before that, we can't accept any returns because you do have to agree to get the product and agree to get charged. But let me see here. Yeah, we can definitely go ahead, I'm sorry.
He hasn't received the product yet. He's willing to return it to you, and he can't get a refund on the product?
Okay, I'm seeing here it was delivered actually today.
Does he not want it
or anything like that?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
I was saying, did he not want it or anything?
It was his understanding it was a gift that there was no charge for it.
From Capital One Bank.
All right. Well, what would it do for him? What issue the refund for him? It'll go back to the account. It'll go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days for the $49.
Okay.
It'll set the currency for him.
So he'll receive the $49.97 refund, and I'm just going to say by the end of the month. Are you able to, like, email him a label so he can send this unit back to you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So he can just trash it then?
Right.
All righty. Well, I appreciate your help.
No problem. Anything else I can do for you?
No, that would be all.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.